From Daniel 7, verses 13 through 15. I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was coming. And he came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which will not pass away, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. I read that for centuries people believed Aristotle was right when he said that the heavier an object, the faster it would fall to the earth. Aristotle was regarded as the greatest thinker of all time. Surely he could not have been wrong. Anyone, of course, could have taken two objects, one heavy and one light, and dropped them from a great height to see whether or not the heavier object landed first. However, no one did until nearly 2,000 years after Aristotle's death. In 1589, Galileo summoned learned professors to the base of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And then he went to the top and he pushed off a 10-pound and a 1-pound weight. Both landed at the same instant. The power of belief was so strong, however, that the professors denied their eyesight and continued to say that Aristotle was right. Friends, the actual experiment conducted by Galileo held greater authority than the untested theory of Aristotle, and yet educated professors denied the greater authority and chose to yoke themselves to a lesser authority, regardless of the fact that the lesser authority had been proven undeniably wrong. That same scenario is played out daily in billions of people's lives across the globe. One need only investigate sincerely the marvels of creation, including the human body, to know for certain that an authority greater than themselves in every regard lives and maintains careful watch over the universe and they themselves. And yet countless people, from where you live to where people live on the other side of the world, discount God's reigning sovereign authority to believe and order their lives according to lesser, weaker, finite authorities. Psalm 89, verses 6 through 8 and verse 11 reminds us, who in the skies is comparable to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty is like the Lord? A God greatly feared in the council of the holy ones and awesome above all those who are around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is like you? Almighty Lord, your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the swelling of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. The heavens are yours. The earth is also yours. The world and all it contains, you have founded them. Amazing, is it not? God is omnipotent, that is all-powerful, omniscient, that means all-wise, omnipresent, meaning everywhere he chooses to be in all of his fullness. God is holy, self-existent, transcendent, immutable, morally perfect, forever truthful. He has no limitations on his being or his ability. No human being can boast of these attributes. And yet, so many people choose to put themselves or another human being or something else in God's place in their lives. The Bible refers to God as Sovereign Lord at least 297 times. According to Isaiah 40, verses 10 and 11, the Sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. Sovereignty is supreme and independent power and authority. This God has. According to Daniel 7, verses 13 through 15, this dominion, power, and authority held by God the Father and possessed by God the Son, Jesus Christ, from all eternity, carries with it eternal glory and an eternal kingdom in which people from every people group and language on earth who humble themselves willingly to be ruled over by Jesus Christ, will serve him. Psalm 2, verses 7 through 12 records a conversation between the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ and God the Father. Listen closely. He said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as your inheritance and the very ends of the earth as your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them like earthenware. Now, therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Do homage to the Son, that he may not become angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge in him." Jesus Christ rules the nations and every person from highest to lowest, and he is to be reverenced and worshiped and obeyed, or his fiery wrath and eternal punishment will fall upon their lives. Reinforcing Christ's authority, Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 2, verses 8 through 11, "Being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." And so, Jesus Christ possesses all authority and power by virtue of his sacrificial death on the cross for our sins and his resurrection from the dead. Edward Lutzer, the Canadian-born evangelical Christian speaker, radio broadcaster, author, and pastor emeritus of Moody Church in Chicago, of Jesus' return to heaven after his resurrection from the dead, said, quote, "Christ didn't merely enter heaven, but strode into it as its rightful owner and heir," close quote. And thus, there is coming a day when every person will bow before him and call him Lord. Whether through joy and gratitude as one of his followers, born again by God's grace through faith, or through gritted teeth filled with anger and resentment because you rejected him and lived your life selfishly to please yourself. Therefore, if you, through arrogance, pride, selfishness, and rebellion, reject God's dominion and governance over your life, he will rule over you with an iron fist. However, if you, through humility, repentance, belief, and faith, accept God's dominion and governance over your life, he will rule over you as his child with tender, gentle love and blessing as a passionate, protective father. My friend, do not make the mistake of ignoring, discounting, or rejecting God's governance over your life. Doing so is sentencing yourself to a lesser life, to never becoming what God created you to be, and to forfeiting the accomplishments for which he created you. And in the end, on Judgment Day, this mistake will be fatal, and it will land you in hell under God's wrath-filled punishment for all eternity. So don't you do it. Humbly accept and live under God's authority. Make it easy for him to bless you now and for all eternity in heaven in his presence. I'm Jack Maynard, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and Executive Director of 1P26 Ministries, Inc. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1P26.org. Blessings to all.